This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. Oh, I have the headlines that have moved my soul, probably more than any others in recent days. This first one, who owns Israel? Who does it belong to? And I want to ask Jack this question before we get into the headlines. Jack, could everything that we're seeing right now point to the return of the Lord?
Rexella, Jesus could come at any moment. We are the generation. I'm going to prove it in a moment. And what you're seeing right at this moment between Hamas and Israel is the beginning of what is coming soon, and it's called Armageddon, World War III. Stay tuned.
Oh, my, Jack, that's so serious. But, you know, I'm grateful that we're going to talk about that in a moment, too. Have peace in this troubled world,
I'll tell you. Oh, we're going to be evacuated. The rapture, amen. Come up hither. We're going to miss it. Amen. We're the generation.
Well, I can say amen to that, I'll tell you. It's wonderful to know we have a blessed promise, don't we? But I'm going to ask Jack if you'll elaborate a little bit more so that we will know some more facts about everything coming to pass, and we could be the generation to see the coming of the Lord.
Rexella, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 32, learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and bringeth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when you shall see all the signs of Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 17, Luke 21, then you'll know it's near, even at the door. A lot of people have said, oh, we've always had wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences. How can they be signs? Jesus didn't say they were signs. He said, two things have to happen. And without these two things, all the signs are meaningless, and no generation lived to see the two signs until your day. We're the generation that's going to go up when they say, and hear the voice, come up hither. Revelation 4:1, and then we sweep through the heavenlies in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52. Now let me prove that. In Matthew 24, Jesus said, no man will know the day and the hour. So we've got a lot of these guys who set dates and it fails. But we have the other crowd that says, nobody can know it'll be 1,000 years from now because no one knows the days and the hours. That's not what Jesus meant. He said, you've got to see two major signs. Israel has to become a nation and they have to control Jerusalem. Ladies and gentlemen, it didn't happen for 2,011 years for Israel to become a nation and 2,030 years for them controlling Jerusalem. 1948, they raised their flag, the six-pointed Star of David. And in 1967, they controlled Jerusalem. Now, that's what he meant when he said in Matthew 24, 32, learn a parable of the fig tree. When you see all the signs of these four gospel chapters, that's when I'm coming. Now, it started in 63 BC. Pontius, the general of Rome, took the Jews away from their land, and they were out of it through many empires controlling them for 2,011 years. And then they got back in 1948 and said, we raised the six-pointed Star of David. We're a nation. And then in 1967, they took Jerusalem. So you could not believe any of the signs to be signs pointing to his return because there had to be an Israelite. I repeat it. It's a good teacher. And they had to control Jerusalem. We have lived to see it. We are the generation. And give me one more moment for a verse. The Jews said, a day is like 1,000 years. Psalm 90, verse 4. And the Christians said, yes, we believe the same thing in 2 Peter 3:8. A day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. The world will go on for 6,000 years. And then Armageddon comes. We're at the 6,000 mark. Now, listen to me. Hosea 6:2, the greatest prophecy there is. After 2 days, a day is like 1,000 years. After 2,000 years, he didn't say at 2,000 years, he said after. 2,011 years, 1948, they became a nation. And then after another 19 years, they control Jerusalem. The signs are here. And as you're going to see through the rest of the program, everything that's going on with Hamas and Israel and everything in all the nations right now is leading to the Battle of Armageddon, because the Battle of Armageddon, Ezekiel 38 and 39, is fought in the latter years and the latter days. There was no Israel to invade until your lifetime. And if a war called Armageddon is of the latter years and latter days, it's about to happen.
I would say that Benjamin Netanyahu wants to really be firm about the status of Israel. And I'm going to ask Jack, I think he made it pretty clear, but I'd like for him to elaborate a little bit more. Who owns Israel? Who does it belong to, Jack?
This is my book on the millennium. In the back, I have 120 Bible verses where God says, the land belongs to my people, Israel. And 930 times he says, when they establish the capital, Jerusalem, it belongs to the Jews, my people. The apple of mine eye, Zechariah 2:8. And I'm going to tell you something. When Jesus comes back, he's not going to sit on a throne under the Islamic flag. He's going to sit on David's throne, Luke 1:32 and 33. This is the word of God. Gabriel appears to Mary the day that Jesus was born. He says, your son shall be great, Mary, and he shall sit upon the throne of his father David in Jerusalem, and he shall rule over the house of Israel. Not Islam, Israel, forever and forever. That's where Christ is going to rule. And you know what happens at that day? Philippians 2:10 and 11. Oh, this is exciting. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And God said he's going to set him on that throne. In Hebrews 1:8, the Father says to his Son, thy throne, O God, is forever and forever. It's going to be an eternal kingdom. And that's why Revelation 11:15 says, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. And he, Jesus, shall reign forever and forever and forever, because the world's never going to end. And that's the Catholic Mass is ending every week, world without end. Amen, amen. And that's Isaiah 45:18 and Ephesians 3:21.
Jackie, thank you so much for all of the Bible that you give us every single week. He backs everything up that he has to say with the Bible, and how grateful I am. Well, do you remember when they talked, they came together and they talked about a two-state solution between, of course, Israel and the Palestinians? But that quickly just fell apart. It was dismissed. I couldn't believe it. Fatah, two-state solution is dead. Time for armed conflict. And here you see Hamas rockets reach Jerusalem and Tel Aviv.
Most of you don't know this. On the maps of the Islamic nations, Israel is not a nation. It's not on their maps. They don't recognize them. And yet they want to be recognized as a state. They want it, and Israel can't have it. That's what this nonsense is all about. And I'm going to tell you something. God says that there's going to be a terrible time coming. This is only a beginning with these rockets coming from Hamas and the dome shutting them down. Why? Because 2 Timothy 3:1 says, this know also, the last day, perilous, dangerous time shall come. Jesus said in Luke 21:25, nations shall be in distress with perplexity and mass confusion. But it's only the beginning. We are now seeing the start of the great war that's coming. It's the war of the latter years and latter days, Ezekiel 38, 8 and 16. And in a few moments from now, you're going to see 18 times that Israel is the battleground. Now, the war of the latter years and latter days, headed by Russia, could not happen until your generation. There was no Israel to invade for 2,011 years. Remember what I said in the beginning? And it starts over, dividing Jerusalem, Joel 3, verse 2. And there was no Jerusalem to divide, controlled by the Jews, until 1967. We're the generation.
I don't think I've ever seen you more passionate. I've never heard him more passionate. Have you? It's because of everything that's happening according to the Bible, and we see it every day. But, you know, friends, I just want to say, if you were the only person on earth, Jesus would have come because he loves you. He died for you. You can be redeemed and you can be saved and you can know him as your Savior right now. Will you open your heart to him? Be ready for his coming. I trust that you'll pray this beautiful prayer of acceptance with Jack right now. Will you?
Precious Lord Jesus, Savior of the world, shedding your blood for every human being that ever came into this world. We trust in you. We trust in your holy blood to cleanse us. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I don't want to be here for that hour. I want to be ready for your call. Come up hither. And so now I ask you to come into my heart, Jesus, and save me today. I accept your sacrifice for the way of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I trust that you prayed that prayer with Jack. How wonderful it is just to say, Lord, come into my heart. He hears every word as your Savior. Did you open your heart and did you pray that prayer? Write to me. There's my address. I'll send you this wonderful little book for steps in a new direction. You want to go in a new direction in this life? He'll walk with you. So write to me. I'll send you this wonderful little book. Let me just leave you with this wonderful thought. Open your Bible prayerfully and then read it carefully and, obey it joyfully. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.